I liked the Billingham. So candid it became uncomfortable, unpleasant even. It felt familiar, not far off the TV dinners we'd have on a Friday night. My parents reclined into the wine-coloured sofa after sharing a bottle of red themselves. The living room dimly lit by a coned lampshade and the static light of television screen, reflecting off my dad's glasses.
How different could it be? What art would we hang and how many plants could we cram into the corners? How many coffees would come out of that machine and how many breakfasts would we eat together on the counter? One day, leaving will not feel like escaping and going home won't choke me with dread. When I return, it won't be to this coop of four peeling walls and three crusty cushions.
The image is ugly, like a picture of a maltreated animal, starkly lit like a crime scene photo. The red man like raw meat and the dog like rotting flesh. I think home is a place where you can easily decay and rot. You like to see the ones that are carefully curated, but not Billingham's one. By showing us inside, he becomes a voyeur and separates himself from it.